Now, right now, 619, triple team traffic, and we head back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off two crashes, neither one very big deal, but kind of an illustration of some wetter road conditions you want to be careful about. Northbound 15, as you switch to SR 201, a couple of vehicles over on the shoulder. The car may have hit the wall, or they may have hit each other and moved over. We know a semi jackknifed earlier this morning on southbound I-15 near the 13th South exit. They do have all the lanes open again, although there's some emergency vehicles on the shoulder. And remember, I-215 going south, you've got that split. If you need to exit at 35th, you have to stay to the right. The left two, you won't be able to get off till 47th South. Eric Butler.
Down in Utah County, the city streets in Provo and Orem are a little bit wet, and you've got some residual moisture on the roads in Pleasant Grove. Once you get further north, American Fork, Cedar Hills, Highland Alpine, those are a little bit drier. I-15 is looking good right now as you head from Springville to Point of the Mountain northbound, and that's 22 minutes of normal KSL travel time. Heather?
There's pretty light traffic flow. Davis County going southbound I-15 between 5600 South and Roy and 700 South in Clearfield. As you continue south on I-15, it's also pretty clear coming into downtown Salt Lake from the I-215 North Interchange, and the roads are still a bit damp, causing some slower speeds. Transfer your credit card balance to a new University Credit Union card and get 3% cash back. University Credit Union, local to Utah, local to you. Offer ends November 15th. University Credit Union. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.